other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three in 30 minutes. Colonel Craig Roberts will be joining us to talk about the police state, the New World Order, take your phone calls, what he's hearing from military and police. He's got a leg in both camps. Always extremely riveting and informative. My good buddy, Colonel Craig Roberts, joining us coming up. I want to play 3 minutes from an interview last night with Larry King Live that Jesse Ventura had. Of course, you heard the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura on with us last Friday in that exclusive interview along with Lord Monckton. His TV show, he says he's going to really be surprised if it ends up airing coming up tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on True TV, formerly Court TV. And, of course, I'm a big part of, what, 5 of the 7 episodes and consulted on the whole enchilada, and it looks like it's going to be leaning towards our side. I haven't seen all the episodes. I've just seen pieces of some of the episodes and parts I'm in. But I want to go ahead and go out to break with this clip where he gets into 9/11 truth with Larry King Live. He has a lot of courage, and we salute Jesse Ventura, who we've really woken up to a great extent. Here it is.
Just within the last decade, we won't be covering John F. Kennedy or Dr. Martin Luther King or any of the stuff back then. We kept it to the 10-year last decade. And believe me, the problem, Larry, wasn't finding conspiracies. It was choosing which ones we wanted to cover.
Oh. What is the 9/11 conspiracy?
Well, the 9/11 conspiracy is simply that the government hasn't been truthful with us. I mean, Larry, a couple weeks ago, the head of the 9/11 Commission Legal, I believe he's former Attorney General Farmer from New Jersey, came out publicly and stated unequivocally that at some point the government decided that American citizens would not hear the truth about 9/11. I find that very disturbing.
Which is?
I don't know.
What truth?
Well, we can't find it naturally because I don't have subpoena power. We don't have the ability to put people under oath and threaten them with prosecution.
What would they be hiding in that building?
I don't know.
What do you think? In your wildest imagination, what do you think?
Well, in my wildest imagination, I find it very difficult that those buildings could fall at the speed of gravity without being assisted in some way. And I used to do demolition for a living. And how could those buildings fall as fast as I used to free fall out of an airplane? I mean, if you took a billiard ball and dropped it the height of the Twin Towers and you just merely stopped it and started it every floor in free fall, it would take over a minute and a half to reach the ground. The buildings were down in 10 seconds.
So you think it might have been something inside?
I think that most definitely our government has not been honest with us. I think, and here's the big point I make on 9/11. Why is it off limits to talk about it? Why is it off limits to question and ask questions? You know, when I went through UDC SEAL training, I was taught in demolition, Larry, that there is no dumb question. That if you don't understand it, it's not dumb. And that's how I've lived my life.
Correct.
And I have a lot of questions that the government refuses to answer.
Is the 9/11 story the first show this Wednesday?
No, it's not. The first show will be HARP. And it's based upon a book that a scientist wrote, and it says, Angels Don't Play This HARP. It's about an antenna grouping that we have up in Alaska that's supposedly an unclassified research center. But if it's unclassified, why wouldn't they let me in?
All right, that's going to be something.
Well,
Jesse Ventura's new show, Conspiracy...
Larry, clearly they're not being honest, Larry, because if it was unclassified, I could get in.
I get you.
Okay.
The new show debuts Wednesday night on True TV. Arianna Huffington and Ben Stein will join the party, and they were invited.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now that's courage. Jesse Ventura on national television talking about John Farmer and the 9/11 Commission.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, here is the deal. I've got a bunch of other economic and war news I want to go over. Obama is set to give a speech, as you know, but they're set to release ahead of the speech the timetable for the war. Their past timetables. They will lie and say in 2 years they will look at reducing forces. Then in 2 years they will decide they need more forces. Then in 2 years when they say that, they'll say, but in 2 years we'll look at it again. And then in 2 years they'll decide more forces. Unless they've already attacked a new country and need to take some of those forces out, but the main force will never leave. So, you know, there'll be 400,000 troops in between coalition troops, NATO troops, UN troops, British, U.S., which are the coalition, the Afghan troops. So they've gone from 100,000 to 200,000 to 300,000 to 340,000+ right now with this latest 35,000, 34,000. There are two different numbers we're seeing being sent. And they'll say, oh, well, we're going to cut back to 300,000 in a couple years. Isn't that nice of us? And the wars never end. We've been in Afghanistan 8 years. In Iraq, we've been there for 6.5 years, never leaving. In Iraq, they were building giant bases, calling them embassies, that would hold 3,000 people per base. They're never leaving. And the internal Pentagon documents that are publicly available, but not put in the newspaper, they're saying we're going to be there in 2020. Our troops haven't left Korea, have they? Have the troops left Germany? Have the troops left Britain? Have the troops left? I mean, we've got troops in 160 countries. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bases. These aren't our troops. These are troops of the New World Order Empire. And they use our bases to bring in narcotics and laundered money. Those are sovereign bases of the New World Order Empire to bring in assassins, to bring in hitmen, to bring in child sex slaves. That's come out with the UN and our own government and DynCorp and Halliburton, Chicago Tribune. That's what this is all about. Drug dealing, kidnapping, murder. And of course, 99% of the military, they're cooking dinner, carrying out the trash, cleaning their guns, you know, pressing their uniforms, marching around the square. They're just doing jobs. But the commanders and the CIA and the intelligence units, they are running the real criminal operation. So these are globalist tentacles. And just like the global system has taken over America and used America to take over the world, it's the same thing happening in these third world nations. Obama wants Afghan war over in 3 years. See, they told me that CNN just announced that in mere minutes, Obama will release his new timetable. And I said 2 years. No, he says three. So even longer. And in 3 years, that pushes him up into the next election. And he can promise then to maybe bring some home. And then you read, oh, it says they'll start drawing them down in 3 years. The new troop development deployment would increase the total U.S. commitment to over 100,000 troops, bolstered by 45,000 NATO forces. And of course, they don't mention all the other forces here. He's going to go to the West Point Military Academy later today to officially announce his plans. It will be his second escalation of U.S. forces in the war-torn Islamic country since he came to power in January. See, he's already put in an additional 40, but no one ever talked about that for the last 11 months. It was all, will he do a surge? Will he do a surge to politically distract you from what happened previously? So we're going to go to Derek, Andrew, Ron, Joni, Brandon, and others, and then Colonel Craig Roberts is going to be joining us to go over a host of issues and the wider view on the New World Order. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up, as we do most days now, to give us a gold report. He wasn't on with us yesterday. Gold is way up again today, and again, joining us is Ted Anderson. Ted, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, good to be up with you. Yesterday, real busy getting those spots running on Rush Limbaugh. It'll be great to have some of those neoconservatives order your endgame video and actually see what's going on in the real world. Maybe we can wake up a couple people. Man, I tell you, the dollar sure is crumbling today, and gold just went over 1,200, up as high as 1,202 today.
Unbelievable. Ted, let me stop you right there because I meant to preface this with scores of news articles that everyone, I'm sure, have seen where they're announcing gold mines are running out of gold worldwide. They have to mine more ore to get a small amount of gold, so the veins are running out. The production price is increasing. The Asians are buying it up, the Chinese, the Indians, the Japanese, institutional investors, big central banks are hoarding gold. The yuppies are starting to buy gold. We've been warning people as we watch the run-up, from $260 an ounce right up to $1,200 today. And for people that don't understand, when you look at the Dubai default and that country starting to go under, when you look at which was supposedly the apple of everyone's eye, when I get up here on the radio and I tell people they are out of their minds if they don't buy gold and silver from Midas Resources that has the best prices out there that I've seen bar none, it is such a no-brainer, and so I want you to comment on all these different factors, Ted.
Well, I mean, it's all that stuff is obviously a play in the marketplace. What happened this morning while we were sleeping again, the London market went up over $1,200 an ounce on gold. The Dubai thing was thought that might drive actual gold prices down, and it hasn't at all. Gold has gone up over $1,200 an ounce in London again while the United States is in bed. And now that the U.S. market has opened up, it went over 1202, corrected back into the real high 1190 range, and that's where it's sitting right now. Alex, this is too fast. I was expecting gold to be between $1,200 and $1,300 an ounce before we turn to January 1. I don't think, you know, I think the chances are we'll be well over $1,300 just because it happened so soon.
Well, this is, again, a bad thing overall because this means they are planning to kill the dollar. There's no longer any denial. The IMF, the World Bank, the UN, our own government have said, before they were debating, should they kill the dollar? Now they're saying, how are we going to kill it? We are going to kill it. And it looks like they're going to engage in this accelerated but still incremental, but accelerating the incremental decline of the dollar, which will then suck other currencies down, and only real commodities like gold will go up. But gold isn't just a commodity. It's also seen as a portable hedge against inflation, and in times of uncertainty, gold isn't really going up. The dollar is beginning to die its long, painful death in front of us. I didn't ask you this question before I got you live today, Ted, before you pitch people this great opportunity, and I hope they take advantage of it, just like I did when gold was $260, $270 an ounce, and I was pitching it to people saying it was only going to go up because all the economic real data showed that. Last week you said you were almost out of gold. You bought at the $1,050 level. Now gold is at $1,200. Tell us the last buys you did and what you have left, if any, at that super low price, or what your new low price is now that it's gone up.
Well, averaging at about $1,130 an ounce. I mean, I was trying to buy into the dips. I didn't get too many this last time around. I didn't get to buy that much product. But one of the things that I picked up a couple of million dollars worth here a few months ago were those Walking Liberty halves, and I am at the very, very bottom end of what I have, and that was when silver was about 16. And right now, it'll be the very last day because anything I commit to today is going to put me upside down, so I'm changing it at midnight. And that would be the price of the Walking Liberty half. They're at $869 right now. They'll be well over $9 a piece starting tomorrow. So if you want to take advantage of something that's on its way up, there's a good buy for you.
So you made a mega buy of silver months ago. Silver is way above what you bought it for at that time. So you're literally, I've never heard of a deal that good on silver, but you're saying this is it.
Alex, I've been holding these prices since August. So that'll give you an idea of where it's been. Silver at that time was about $16 an ounce, and right now silver's at $19 and has been as high as $19.30.
Okay, explain that to me. If you're selling silver at $8.60, what cents?
Presently, right now, it is the Walking Liberty half. They're at $8.69, and you gotta remember.
Okay, so literally, you're selling it for what silver costs right now, which nobody can ever do because there's the added price of shipping, and there's the added price of you having to buy it, and there's the added price of it being in coin form.
Right. Everything carries a bit of a premium, but this here is just like buying it at spot. I mean, it really is because the Walking Liberty half is half the size of the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. dollar, silver dollars from the turn of the century right now are trading upwards. Right now, they're just poking into the $26 level a piece, and so these right now are just incredibly, I mean.
Ted, quickly, tell folks about the gold you've got left.
Well, the gold that I have left, the stuff that's going to be sitting at the lower price range, is the $10 Liberty at $865. The Franks currently right now at $263. The British Sovereign at $325. Those all reflect the older prices in gold. So I haven't had a chance to increase those prices yet. I won't until my material or my inventory is sold. But I'll have to because now at $1,200 gold, there's no way I can sell those at those prices.
So let's be clear. You still have gold you bought at the $1,050 level with it $150 plus dollars above that right now. Ted, that is, because you keep breaking every record, this is your all-time best deal ever.
Yeah, but just a few of the items that I have left are in that particular price range. Most of the
folks, you got to tell them Alex Jones sent you, or you'll be paying the higher price. It's still a great deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Don't be foolish. This is a wonderful deal. It's like getting in a time machine and going back a few months ago to buy cheaper gold. 800-686-2237. Here's that number one more time. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. The brokers will be there till midnight. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
go to Derek in Hawaii. I'll say aloha to Derek. Derek, welcome.
Mr. Jones. Nice.
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure to be on your show. I'm a personally an oath keeper, you know, all that kind of jazz. Hopefully the noise back here doesn't distract you. Basically, I just wanted to come on and talk about the whole ClimateGate thing. One thing I've been thinking about is we've got all these new, hopefully, new congressmen that will be coming in next year during the elections. And I was just wondering what your thoughts might be on that. Hopefully it'll blow this thing bigger because we have all these
Yes, in Australia, the number two party's leader just got in a bunch of trouble. A bunch of people resigned. And it looks like a anti-man-made global warming party may take over Australia. It's a giant scandal in New Zealand because they're already carbon taxing people. Family farms and ranches are just shutting down. There was articles in New Zealand where hundreds of sheep farmers who've had sheep farms for over 100 years, three, four generations, just said, you know what? I am going to stop sheep farming because there was a $200 in New Zealand money, $200 fee each year per sheep. And the guy said, this is designed to put me out of business. I don't make $200 a year per sheep, period, shearing them for the wool or the few we sell for mutton for slaughter. Look, the UN says they want to end industrial society and bankrupt you by design. And yes, we do need, look, instead of having a hearing about these two morons that crashed the White House party, why don't we have a congressional hearing about ClimateGate? I mean, we need to bring these criminals to justice. We have the smoking gun. What say you to that?
You're absolutely correct, Mr. Jones. And I think that, you know, you said it in the Obama deception and Endgame and Fall of the Republic, where they use all these public distractions like, you know, your MTVs and all that jazz to distract people from, you know, what they really want to hear. But instead, they want to see these two folks who came in and crashed Barack Obama's dinner party, you know.
Is that gunfire?
It is. I'm sorry. I'm at the range today.
No, no, that's fine. So are you a policeman or in the military?
Military.
I love that sound. Sound of freedom. the sound of gunfire in the morning. It smells like victory. Are the troops starting to wake up?
I myself personally, myself and my wife have been both been passing out Fall of the Republic throughout all of our units. I've talked to probably about 15 people who said they've recently just joined the Oath Keepers, but I know that it's starting to wake up because people are looking at all this stuff going on and saying, well, that may not be right, you know?
You know, the founder... Go ahead.
I honestly believe that everyone, or I would hope that most people who join the military join for that oath that they took, you know. I swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. I mean, it's foreign and domestic, you know. And these people are starting to wake up.
Instead, the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we broke earlier this year say the domestic enemies are veterans and gun owners and libertarians. Did that wake anybody up in the military that NORTHCOM and Homeland Security is really for the American people?
I personally believe so. A lot of people I show to Fall of the Republic, some of them, they know that a lot of them here are brainwashed and they say, yeah, I can't wait to go back to Afghanistan. I can't wait to go back to Iraq. And they have this mentality that's just way off kilter. And I talked to a couple people about martial law and stuff, and they said they'd have no problem with it because, you know, a lot of people here, and this is another thing I thought about, a lot of people here in Hawaii, they're far away from home, so they don't mind imposing martial law on people that they don't know. So then because it's the same exact thing as when they go to Iraq and Afghanistan and they police that state, because if they've imposed martial law here, it's just people they don't know, people different than what they are. But then when I ask them the question, well, how about when, you know, Joe Blow, just like you, is imposing martial law and stopping your mom at a checkpoint, stopping your father, your wife, your kids at a checkpoint, what then? And they, well, you know, that's probably not so good. So I think that...
Yeah, do they understand that criminal banks have hijacked the country and open world government and the end of our freedom is being announced? I mean, do they understand that they better relearn what it is to be an American really fast?
I would hope most of them do. A lot of people I've shown Obama deception to and Fall of the Republic, they think that, you know, some of them take it too hard. A lot of them think, oh, that's just crazy conspiracy junk. You're not one of those 9/11 truth seekers and all that jazz, you know? So it just... It frustrates me. That's why I'm personally getting out. But I think overall, there is a large number people in the military who are waking up. It was a person in the military who showed me Endgame. And then from there, I just, you know, spiraled downward into the world of Mr. Jones. And I've slowly but surely started opening people's eyes to this kind of stuff. But you always have your naysayers, and there's plenty of them in the military.
Well, God bless you, Derek. Good to hear from you, and keep spreading the word. I salute you. You haven't spiraled down into the world of Jones. You've climbed the mountain over the mist to see reality.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Craig Roberts will be on air with us here in just a few minutes. We will continue with your calls. Andrew, Ron, Joni, Brandon, Rod, and many others. But we'll talk with him about ClimateGate first, the whole New World Order system, because he's been in Army intelligence, Marine Corps sniper, police officer, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot. That's coming up. I wanted to first tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is Diginet.net audio video recorders. They have sunglasses with video and audio. You can't even tell. It's there. Incredible hidden system. Shoots great video wherever you're looking. They have little pins where you press one button and it shoots audio and video with a timestamp. Great for court. Great for records of things. Great to protect yourself against Big Brother. because the system will shoot you, will attack you, will beat you, will lie about you in many cases. And if you secretly record them and have it later and prove they were lying, wait till they falsely charge you, you can destroy them. And justice can be served. So there's so many great reasons to have the Diginet.net recording system. Check out their website, Diginet.net, today. A whole bunch of great products and materials and information at Diginet.net, or go to Infowars.com. There is a banner, Diginet.net. Continuing here with other sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com, from the great folks at Solutions from Science. With all of the craziness going on, the globalists are about one thing, making you dependent on them, collectivizing our country, getting you off the rural areas, destroying farming, destroying ranching. Everyone should start planting a garden, even if you have a tiny backyard. It's fun, your children will love it, and these are non-GMO, non-hybrid, organic seeds that they have. And so it is so important. It is so important that everyone visit SurvivalSeedBank.com. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can always call Solutions from Science at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Banners up on Infowars.com as well. Okay, for the balance of the radio broadcast today, we have Colonel Craig Roberts on the line with us, and I want to go over his bio. His website is riflewarrior.com. Craig Roberts is also recognized authority on firearms and marksmanship due to his military background, police background, and participation in marksmanship matches with both police and military, plus writing 3 books, which were bestsellers on various aspects of marksmanship via oral histories by people who have been there. And he's been a keynote speaker for various law enforcement and military organizations, have appeared in 5 history program shows, History Channel programs, Secret Mission, Suicide Mission, Snipers, and it just goes on and on. He also investigated the Oklahoma City bombing. He was SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot for police department, Oklahoma City bombing investigator, sniper, Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam. And I've had a chance to speak with him at some events and get to know him over the last decade that I've been interviewing, or more than a decade now, how time flies. And so I want to talk about the latest Oklahoma City developments. New information's come out on that in the last 8 months or so since he's been on. I want to talk about the cap-and-trade carbon tax scandal, as the UN internal documents have come out where they want world government. They know man-made global warming isn't real. They know it's a fraud. This is their planetary tax. I want to get into Obama, NORTHCOM announcing they want to put regular troops on the streets, now happening incrementally. Some of his family, at West Point, getting speeches from Wesley Clark, admitting they want to use foreign troops in America. NLEO9, 4 months ago, FEMA's own website admitting troops from 14 different nations here, quote, training to take on American terrorists. The MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports that we released, that 2 state police officers gave us separately from California and Missouri. Another one was a federal marshal that gave us the material, saying that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to audit the Fed, are the main terror threat in America, and what Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are really set up for. And Colonel Craig Roberts, years ago, 5-6 years ago, exposed that here on air, because he has so many military and police sources. And a lot of his, he's retired now, a lot of his Tulsa, Oklahoma police department buddies and state police buddies would laugh at him deer hunting 10 years ago about the New World Order. They're not laughing now. They're calling him up, wanting to understand what's happening. So without further ado, Colonel Craig Roberts for the balance of the radio transmission. Craig, it's great to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back.
Where to start? I mean, you know, we've gone from being called kooks and conspiracy theorists because we know how to read Club of Rome, UN documents, textbooks written by the White House science czar, like eco-science, because nobody would look at this stuff, to now it's finally being announced. I mean, where do we start?
Well, you know, it's really hard because it all depends on which tentacle of the octopus you want to grab. You know, there's so many organizations involved that interlink on this deal because it's the globalist organization that's trying to bring in this new world order of theirs has been around for, you know, over 200 years. But what they finally have done is they finally created enough different organizations interlinked to handle their logistical and their political problems that they had in the past. Before, you know, you had separate nations. You had borders. You had everybody taking care of themselves. But they've taken all that away. They've gotten rid of the borders. They're combining the monetary institutions. They're doing everything they can to destroy the first world and take and redistribute the wealth to the third world. So they lower us down to second world status, bring the third world up to second world status, and then they've succeeded with their new world order. Almost all the dominoes have fallen over on this deal. Except us, and we're next. And they're doing a pretty good job with it right now. They're going a lot faster than I ever thought they would. I figured it would be another few years before they would get as far as they did this year alone. So we're seeing more things happen with this bunch in Washington we've got right now that is totally trying to destroy this country with very few people able to slow them down or stop them. It's just incredible. It's almost like we just have to sit in the grandstands and watch it happen, Alex. And, you know, we talked about this years ago, you and I did. We tried getting on the radio and telling people about it. Like you said, there's people that would call in and say, no, this could never happen here. And, you know, I had people in our own special operations or special investigations division of the police department that were watching me because they're saying, this Roberts guy, he's nuts. He's talking about all this weird stuff. You know, he's talking about this new world order. He's talking about, you know, the Rothschild plan and you know, all the rest of it. You know, we got to watch this guy. He's off the range here. And now, about 6 or 8 months ago, one of those guys came to me. He's retired now. And he says, you know, he says, they all thought you were nuts back then. And now they think, you're way ahead of your time. You're an actual prophet. And I said, all they had to do was do their homework. All they had to do was read the material that was available out there. And I would have given them some of it. I'd open my files to them. But now they're saying, okay, what do we do now? You know, how do we deal with this? What do we do? And I said, well, for a lot of you guys, it's just a little bit too late to start worrying about how to deal with it. You've got to start preparing. What are you going to do to protect your family? What are you going to do to protect your neighbors? What are you going to do to protect your community? Because that's what it's going to boil down to. It's going to have to be a grassroots effort from the bottom up to where this entire country has a culture that comes up from the bottom up, educates our kids, educates our friends and neighbors, and then is able to stand up and resist all this globalist activity that's going on. We're going to have to do something about securing the borders. You're down there close to the Mexican border. I'm sitting here in Oklahoma, and we look at Texas as a buffer zone right now. You know, we passed a law that if you hired an illegal immigrant, you would go to jail. And so most of the illegals left Oklahoma, but they went to Texas, they went to Arkansas, they went to Kansas. But as long as we've got open borders and we're not doing anything about it, and our own government is discouraging doing anything about it and actually prosecuting border agents if they do anything about it, we're going to have a problem because it's an illegal immigrant invasion. It's not guys coming over here to pick fruit like it was 30 years ago. It's people coming over here with MS-13. They're coming over with drugs. They're coming over with weapons. And they're smuggling in Islamic terrorists. It's just wide open. And so what do we do about that? I don't know. If we're not willing to get the military involved in securing our own borders, then what are we doing with the military? You know, we've got over right now, on active duty, we've got 1,445,000 troops of all services. Now, out of that, you've got 1,083,000 stationed inside the United States. What are they doing? You know, we need to have our borders protected, and we're not doing it. And I've had people tell me, well, you can't use the military to protect the borders. I'm going, where did you get that? That's the primary function of the military in this country, is to protect the borders of this country. That's the primary mission, defense of the nation. And it starts at the border. You know, it doesn't start in Afghanistan. It doesn't start in South Korea. It starts here. If we have to go someplace else to protect ourselves by taking out enemy elements or the ability to fight or create terrorism, that's fine. But our main operation for the military is to protect this nation. And we're not doing it. We're not using those guys. We've got governors in border states saying, well, I can use the National Guard to do that. And they're told, no, you can't. That's U.S. equipment. That is not state equipment they've got. And you're not going to use U.S. equipment owned by the Army or the Navy or the Marines to go to the border and do this.
Well, let me stop you right there and go back to something you said 3 minutes ago. You said we've got to take over the grassroots because they've taken over the high ground. They've taken over the federal and many of the state governments. But there is a revolt by the states redeclaring their 9th and 10th Amendment, not for secession, but to declare states' rights. And that's why we now have this internal UN document, not just ClimateGate, but this new internal UN document, two of them, where they admit they've taken over all the universities. They admit, in their own words, it's a communist system. They admit in here that they've got to be deceptive, just like the SPP documents from 2 years ago said they had to do North American integration by stealth. They say in here, we've got the youth, and the UN has programs that are teaching the kids to sing global warming songs. I have mainstream links to the New York Times where seventh graders come home and write mock tickets to their parents about taking a hot bath or shower, saying it's too big a carbon footprint. Al Gore's caught on video and audio teaching school kids to tell your parents what to do. Kathleen Sebelius has been caught doing it on C-SPAN. I mean, they admit they have now, we have a former Special Forces colonel assigned to Black Ops in Austin. This was in the Statesman, the paper, saying, oh, I now run the new environmental carbon tax. So we have the cities through the UN control with the military. We have NORTHCOM not just not defending our borders, but saying our real mission is dealing with libertarians and conservatives and veterans and gun owners because they're not going to go along with the New World Order. I mean, so it's not just that the military isn't allowed to do their job. You've read the articles about Brigade Homeland and tell that story about Wesley Clark, or was it...
It was General McCaffrey.
Yeah, General McCaffrey, that's right. I read a separate article of Wesley Clark saying foreign troops may be needed. I mean, this is really happening. Here's the point I'm making. We've been right this far about what was going to happen. Get into the foreign troops. Get into how they're planning to lock things down, stage terror attacks, blame it on patriots. I mean, we know the next big attacks aren't going to be blamed on Muslims. It's going to be blamed on people like Craig Roberts and Alex Jones.
Well, you know, they've got to have some kind of a patsy. They've got to have some type of scapegoat for everything they do. It's the old Reichstag fire deal. It's the Oklahoma City McVeigh did it deal. It's the Kennedy assassination. Oswald did it by himself deal. You know, backed by the Cubans, so we can invade Cuba. I mean, what they do is they set an objective, and then they figure out how can they get the American couch potato off the couch to support us in doing this. Because Americans are the worst ones in the world about sitting around and doing nothing until we get punched in the nose. It took Pearl Harbor to get us into World War II. It took the Lusitania to get us into World War I. So, you know, how do we wake up the American people and get them on our side to go do whatever it is we want to do? And so what they do is they come up with some type of a situation, a terrorist event, whatever, and it could be anything. I mean, we could see something in their future. We're being prepped right now with all of these different reports leaking out of Islamic terrorist types coming across the border. And I've been in contact with one of the border sheriffs down there, by the way, who they found Muslim prayer rugs, and they found backpacks, and they found Korans, and they found military patches from a commando unit in Syria inside an abandoned ranch house down there near the border where the people just gave up and left. And these people were coming across and staying there at nighttime. And the deputies drove up in this house, and they just ran off into the desert. They didn't catch him. It was at night. But he put this out. He put it on the internet. He showed pictures of this patch, and I had someone I know who speaks Arabic and all of that, who's from that region, identified the patch. He said these are Syrian commandos that are coming over here, and they could be Hezbollah too, because they work out of Syria and Lebanon, and so they're here. Okay, we're being prepped mentally to expect some type of a jihadist attack here in this country.
And let me stop you again, and then continue along that line. We're now seeing CNN, Fox, BBC saying the militias, and they're having imams that we know are CIA front say, we are the Muslim extremists. We're going to release 100 pounds of anthrax. We work with your militias, which is completely made up. So now they're trying to nexus and tie in the fake McVeigh types with the Muslims.
Yeah, I mean, there's how many of them out there have some dupe who's working for this whatever shadow organization that's behind this whole deal that is ready to be used as a throwdown to place the blame on militias, right-wingist, Christians, you know, whoever they fear, and they fear us. They fear Christians. They fear conservatives. They fear patriotic Americans.
And that's what the MIAC report states. I mean, did you get angry when you read the Homeland Security report saying Ron Paul stickers mean you're a terrorist?
Oh, yeah, and NRA stickers and all this other stuff, you know. Anything on there, and, you know, there was, I talked to a guy in, who was in, got stopped in New Mexico. And he got stopped simply because it had an NRA sticker in the back window of his truck, and they wanted to search his truck for guns. And he said, I'm a farmer. Yeah, I've got guns because I've got coyotes, you know. And he says, I'm an American. I've got the Second Amendment. He says, well, you've got that extremist sticker in your back window. And he says, the NRA? Yeah, I mean, that's how far it's gotten. The NRA is a constitutionally chartered organization that goes back to Teddy Roosevelt. It's very patriotic. Gun owners of America, same thing. They're very patriotic. They want to.
Well, and that's the issue. They're declaring that real Americans, who are the last line against the New World Order takeover. I mean, the point is, when we get their internal documents, they're not talking about Muslims. They're talking about us.
Yeah, because we stand in the way of what they want to do. Because we are the last domino. Look, Europe's gone. The UK is gone. Australia's gone. Canada's almost gone. I mean, with the gun control laws they've got up there, there's a lot of rebels up in Canada that are saying, I'm not going to do it, and, you know, come and get my guns, but they're, you know, what's the population? Mexico's gone. Central and South America gone. All of those places are so corrupt, they're controled, you know, with the banks and the dollar.
Stay there, Colonel. I want to hear from your Army intelligence angle and what you're hearing from your colleagues, where all this is going and what we should do to get ready. Stay with us, my friend.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
And it's going out of the
All right, Colonel Craig Roberts, best-selling author, police officer, Oklahoma City investigator, helicopter pilot, Marine Corps sniper. He's done a lot. And also retired out of the Army as a Army colonel in intelligence. I want to take calls quite a bit next hour and get into a host of other issues and get your take on ClimateGate. But first, I mean, from the perspective of this moving so fast, we knew that once they got their program in place, they were going to unveil it and launch it. We've been saying that forever, that when they emerged, it was going to start moving quicker. But it has amazed me as well that it's been so lightning speed. But a lot of analysts believe that's being done because there is so much resistance forming. There is a lot of positive things happening as well. But with the purposeful implosion of the economy, with all these attempts at forced flu inoculations, with all the preparation for new wars and terror attacks, what do you see in your crystal ball happening in the next 12 months?
Well, Alex, I think it would be even less than that. I think we're within 6 months of a total financial collapse in this country. You've got the Chinese buying up all the gold they can, dumping the dollar. I've got contacts down in South America who are saying that no one wants to deal in the dollar anymore. They want to deal in the euro, and they want to deal in the Swiss franc and that sort of thing. They'll deal in gold and diamonds and you know, commodities and things like that, but they don't want the American dollar anymore. It used to be the dollar was the main currency of the entire planet. You could go anywhere, and everybody wanted it. Now everybody's trying to get rid of it. Now, when that happens, when you got somebody like Obama, who's a you know a communist Muslim, up in Washington, spending money as fast as it could be printed, just you know throwing it out the window with no tracking of it. I mean, this you know this last stimulus package where they you know they put out a gazillion dollars out there. No one knows where it really went because it didn't trickle down.
They won't say where it went on record.
No, and never got down to the people who, you know, it was supposed to help. I mean, you had all these people losing their homes that wanted to refinance at a different interest rate, at lower payments, and they would stay in their homes, and they could still do that, and the mortgage companies wouldn't budge on it. Instead, they went through foreclosures. You know, you've got the unions who supported this guy because the unions are pretty much controlled by, you know, communist and socialist anyway and have been, you know, since the beginning. You've got them who voted for this guy who are now losing, the members of those unions are losing their jobs right and left. You've got Chevrolet closing down plants all over the place. You've got Chrysler closing down plants. Saturn's gone away.
So what I'm getting from you, and I want you to elaborate on this, but I've never heard this from you, and I don't think it's a defeatist attitude, but I believe you're saying we've been overrun. Now you're saying batten down the hatches, get ready for basically the red terror?
I think where we're at right now is the next thing we could see could very easily be a terrorist or a series of terrorist events in this country. That there's two possible scenarios here, and you could probably even have both of them at the same time. One is a financial collapse, and the other is a terrorist event. It could be a biological. It could be a nuclear, you know, some backpack nukes that they've smuggled across the Mexican border or brought in through, you know, Canada or whatever. If they have anything at all, and they can blame, whether they blame it on the militias, you know, like militias have a whole lot of Nike suits.
But you've never really talked like this. I mean, you're really seeing a convergence of things. You think they're about to jump to an even greater acceleration.
Well, I think the next stage, if I were them planning to, you know, completely go to ordo de chaos, another order out of chaos, and build up, you know, their like a phoenix program, I would have to start by destroying the people's ability to do anything except be dependent on me, the government. And to make them dependent on me, they got to be dependent on me for their financial situation, their food situation, their water situation, their ability to travel, and their ability to communicate.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Back in 1 minute. So they're going with the Lenin model, the Mao Zedong model, the Pol Pot model. I agree. Their own documents state they want us totally broke.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.